Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The left fielder, Spence Harris. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Bishop moves to third. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Averill moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind can't make a play. That's a base hit. Haas moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wahlberg moves to second. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. Wahlberg moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hodapp scores. Averill moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds strikes out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seeds throws the ball into Lind, who tags Haas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Wahlberg hits a pop-up towards short. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. McNair moves to third. Boley moves to second. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Seeds moves to third. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Lind moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lind scores. Farrell moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bishop. Farrell scores. Morgan moves to third. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-2, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to third. Porter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Sewell scores. Porter moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-2, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seeds takes first base on ball four. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins pinch hits for Mickey Cochran. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Kesey pinch hits for Jimmy Fox. Jim Kesey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kesey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Kesey now playing first base. Cy Perkins now catching. Dib Williams now playing second base. Doc Kramer now playing shortstop. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Haas is chasing the ball. Porter rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 15-2, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 4 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.